It's Monday, November 11th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last Wednesday, Bible teacher and best-selling author Francis Chan announced in a chapel sermon at Azusa Pacific University that he and his family will be moving to Asia in February to serve as missionaries, reports the Christian Post.
My family and I are going to move to Asia in February. A few months ago, we were in Myanmar, and my wife and I and kids were just with a translator going from hut to hut in these slums and trying to explain to people who Jesus is. And these people had never even heard of him. The eagerness, the way they listened and seeing people get baptized. Whoa, what do we do on a normal day that even compares to this? I feel like I've been fishing in the same pond my whole life. Now there's thousands of other fishermen at the same pond, and our lines are getting tangled, and everyone's fighting over stupid things. And what if I heard of a lake that's like a 5-mile hike away, and no one's fishing it? They're saying, man, the fish are biting, just throw a hook in there, and they'll go for it. Man, I'll make that 5-mile hike if I love fishing.
Jesus said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Mark 16, verse 15. Last Thursday, former Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who served under President Trump, announced that he's a Republican candidate for Senate in Alabama for the seat he once held before he resigned to serve in the Trump administration. Despite the fact that President Trump was displeased with Attorney General Sessions for recusing himself in the Russia probe, Sessions released a new ad noting that he's been loyal to President Trump.
When I left President Trump's cabinet, did I write a tell-all book? No. Did I go on CNN and attack the president? Nope. Have I said a cross word about our president? Not one time. And I'll tell you why. First, that would be dishonorable. I was there to serve his agenda, not mine. Second, the president's doing a great job for America and Alabama, and he has my strong support.
Democrat Doug Jones, who succeeded Sessions in a special election, defeating Judge Roy Moore, is considered the most vulnerable Senate Democrat facing re-election next year. So far, 11 Senate Republicans have already announced their support for Jeff Sessions. Former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg is flirting with the presidential run as a Democrat, reports the Associated Press. The man, who has $50 billion in the bank, plans to skip the early voting states like Iowa and New Hampshire, shooting for the delegate-rich Super Tuesday primaries held on March 3rd, including California. However, money alone does not guarantee votes. Tom Steyer, another billionaire businessman in the race, has struggled to break out of low single-digit polling despite investing at least $47 million in the race. Popular Christian comedian John Crist has canceled his latest tour due to reports that he engaged in multiple instances of sexual misconduct, including sexting, harassment, and affairs with married women, reports Charisma News. Crist, quote, exploited his Christian reputation and platform to harass, manipulate, and exploit young women over the last 7 years, end quote. He allegedly gave away tickets to his shows in return for sexual favors. The testimonies of 5 women are mentioned in the Charisma report. In an email sent to Charisma News, Crist wrote, quote, my behavior has been destructive and sinful. I've sinned against God, against women, and the people who I love the most. I have violated my own Christian beliefs, convictions, and values, and have hurt many people in the process. I am sorry for the hurt and pain I have caused these women and will continue to seek their forgiveness. I have also hurt the name of Jesus and have sought his forgiveness, end quote. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 3 says, for this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality. Mercury, the solar system's smallest innermost planet, will resemble a tiny black dot today as it passes directly between Earth and the Sun, reports the Los Angeles Times. Beginning at 7:35 a.m. Eastern today, the entire 5.5-hour event will be visible, weather permitting, in the eastern U.S. and Canada and all Central and South America. Telescopes or binoculars with solar filters are recommended. Psalm 19, verse 1 says, the heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of his hands. And finally, some might underestimate the impact of packing shoeboxes during the Christmas season for Samaritan's Purse. But a disabled pastor has used the ministry project to witness to an entire village of unreached people in a remote mountainous area of Mexico, where they now have their first church, reports the Christian Post. Operation Christmas Child, a project of Samaritan's Purse, collects shoebox gifts filled with toys, school supplies, hygiene items, and booklets with the gospel message. Pastor Jose Benitez, who contracted polio when he was 2 years old and has never been able to walk, decided to bring Operation Christmas Child to the remote people in La Laguna, who up until a few years ago had never heard the gospel message. He has repeatedly risked his life over the years to make a 6-hour trek up the mountains to the village. Now, nearly 100 children have accepted Jesus as their Lord, who in turn became little evangelists to their own families, leading to the opening of a first-ever church high up on the mountain. And that's The World View in 5 minutes, on this Monday, November 11th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, a day of significance in the McManus household here in San Antonio, Texas, where we're celebrating the 13th anniversary of marriage between my bride Amy and myself. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.